Gentlemen, right, and beginning the visit with Mr. Mixon and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 23rd of April, 1971. Gentlemen, right, a new reel, and beginning the visit with Mr. Maxie Mixon and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 21st of April, 1971. Their first visit. Gentlemen, right, and beginning the visit with Mr. Maxie Mixon and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 21st of April, 1971. Their first visit. Channel 1 right, and beginning the visit with Mr. Maxie Mixon and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 23rd of April, 1971.
Where your work is, well, that's where we live too, where the work is.
This is the old
well
house.
Yes,
sir.
I think it's pretty.
Since I was talking to you, I remember that this Welsh's mother was named Christopher.
That's right. Yes.
And I sent her given name. I forget what it was.
I don't know either. See, Miss Sally Welch. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know them old, those old, they don't make cotton anymore, and them old shirts just...
Yes, they are hot. They sure are. It certainly has turned off hot. It was cold a long time, but it sure is hot now. One thing for certain, it's
really
gotten hot.
How much bigger do you have, Emma?
About 140.
Would you?
That's enough for me.
Water? Would you just like some water?
Well, I could use just a sip or so.
All right, good. I think I have a straw.
A reading cow just for pastime.
Well, I try to make a little bit, mister.
That's hard to do.
Yes, hard to do. Yes. Yes.
See, they're so hot.
Yes.
It certainly is. It's just outrageous. We don't have
and everything
to.
Else I go to do.
You can't hire anybody to
cost
do anything.
Cost too much money.
And after a while, you get kind of broke down yourself.
Yeah.
You just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Miss Sally. I'll tell you about Miss Sally. That old stove, that wasn't her stove, but she had a stove right there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come here, it had the wood floor was still there, I guess. It'd been there since, I guess, the only floor they ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But right over there, it had worn, the wood floor, where she reached in there to put the biscuits in, it had worn down through the, what do you call it, Mr. Mason? Don't you know, tongue
the
and groove?
Oh,
through the groove.
Uh-huh.
It had worn down through the groove.
Uh-huh.
And, the floor just went up and down when we walked on it.
I guess so.
And I put a block or two underneath it, and then all I did was put some plywood on it and put some of this old, tile on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept that old one or two of them old boards there for a long time. I forget where they are now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be an antique. You have a beautiful antique bedroom suite over here. It's beautiful. I want you to look at this bedroom, too.
There's a little door here.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's warm out there, Mr.
It is. It's hot.
Oh.
How long have you been living here?
61.
About 10 years.
We got this place on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. 61 and come out here off and on, didn't move out here right away. And I tried to, you know, get somebody to sort of live out here and sort of take care of it. And, you know, I couldn't even do it.
No,
they all wanted you to pay them to live out here.
Yeah, I bet so. I know what you mean.
You still working at the university?
Yeah.
I'd like a job someplace, but I don't know what, when I have time to work. But
that's it.
I need
yeah.
to work, but I don't have time. Sometimes I have a little time, but not very often.
Let me tell you, Mr. Mason, I want to get information out of you now. I'll have to pay you, I guess.
Huh?
You can't
hear.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to. I can talk to him. I'll have to pay you off. I want to get some information. My trouble is, I get a little winter pasture. You see, a little oats and rye, and then before the hay comes out, you know, to where it's any good. You see, I can't bridge that gap. My cows go down.
We know what you're talking about there.
And then it takes
you go to the feed store and buy 15, 20 tons of good coffee.
Yeah. That's right. It'd take it right smart.
It'd take the profit out of your cows, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'll feed Bill last winter was what, $14 or $1,600?
Oh, it was something enormous. Something enormous.
I done forgot now.
And we had such a big fertilizer.
But to start off with, when I quit buying feed last spring, this spring a year ago, I spent $52.
Yeah.
When I started this fall, it was what, $68?
I thought it was $70-something.
Well, maybe it was, but big difference.
Well,
and I think I paid 78 last about.
Yeah.
So you see the difference?
Oh, man, yeah. Now, what was that, Mr. Mason?
Well,
didn't I show you some of that?
Yeah, yes.
When we was out there?
Well,
now, that is good feed.
Yeah.
I believe I got better results from that feed than I ever used.
Probably put more pounds on the cows, you know, per pound of feed than we used last year.
I can't hardly talk. My mouth, throat gets so dry, I can't hardly speak.
Well, you're doing fine.
I planted that rye there. I heard Evie talk about it.
Let me tell you, Faye, she didn't hear you talk about that. Go ahead and. Faye didn't hear you talk about that. I want her to hear you tell
and,
about that.
And I passed the head Faye two or three times, but I could see over there. I could see you had something, but I didn't think enough of it. See. But he prayed it so highly until I decided I would try it.
Yeah.
And I'll say to you, I am well pleased.
We certainly have got a lot of good out of
it. You saw where you went down there, you saw some of it.
Yeah.
But back over the other place, I had better rye grass.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. About
is that right?
I had eight about, let me see now. A 20-acre block there. I reckon there was 15 or 16 acres that I had in the Bahia. There's two sinkholes and little corners there. 15 or 16 acres, maybe 17 acres.
Yeah.
That I sowed in there. I graded all the time until I put my fertilizer down, I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept the cows off 2 weeks.
Yeah.
On that trickle plate after I fertilized it.
Yes.
And the first thing I knew, it was about that big.
Yeah.
I put 20 cows and calves on there. And there were 18 of them calves, great big fellas.
Yes.
Oh, I'm made too big. 200 to 300 pound calves. Now they can eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
And listen, I want to say to you, there's plenty of grazing right Saturday. My wife and stuff was
there. Is that
right?
Yeah, we went over there.
There's plenty of grazing right there.
That we carried over there about 2 weeks ago.
Now that happened up right after I fertilized my behavior grass.
Yeah, we had.
It grew up just like that. I used the fertilizer that was, what was it now, 15 or 16% nitrogen?
Nitrogen,
yeah.
That's right.
And that's what it says for grew grass.
Yeah.
Nitrogen.
Well, now, when did you put your fertilizer on it, Mr.?
Huh?
When did you put your fertilizer down?
About the 1st of March.
Right about the 1st of March, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, when did you put your...
I know I keep books, and I have it down
when did you put your rye... When did you plant the ryegrass?
About
the middle November?
About the middle of November.
I tell you when it was, when we had our first cold spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
For they really got... Terrible cold right in the track.
About 3 days.
And I was I had the seed on my throat.
You know, riding over there the first morning.
I'd get out and fill up his seed, you know, and jump back in the truck.
It must have been about the 1st of November then. Must have been about the 1st of November that Aaron planted the rye.
Well, now,
he just brought his tractor and cedar and everything.
Well, now,
and it, like I told you, I had a lot, I showed you that, didn't I? I had a lot of dead grass that way where we went.
Yeah.
And no ryegrass.
Yeah.
And it stayed dry, it wouldn't rain. Now, if we'd have got some heavy rain, that seed would have probably went on down into the soil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, mister, it just
well,
didn't
we've
do
got
that.
A lot of rye anyway. It came back pretty
like
good.
I said, I told you at the time, we ought to run a drag, some form of a drag behind the tractor. That would have whipped it on down.
Yeah.
You know?
It sure would have.
But he wouldn't do it.
Well, it didn't. It's the longest time of time it didn't show up. But after a while, we got a rain, and it wasn't too long before I could see a little ryegrass coming up.
Yeah.
See? In the open place.
But now, you still didn't put your fertilizer down.
No, I didn't put no fertilizer down
until
the
first of March.
Well, when did they graze it?
I never took the cows off. They stayed in there right on. They grazed it all the time. I didn't take the cows off until they put the fertilizer down.
And
I run, I broke them off and then, my oats are growing back.
Yeah.
I don't leave my oats too low.
Yeah,
now I tell you.
We can't took them off that
I let my oats get up about that big before I put cows on them.
That's a foot high, Mr. Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let
it be a foot high. That's fine. It wasn't planned to get sold out.
Yeah.
So
whenever a cow bites one too low down, gets it down below that boat and there, it don't put out.
No, it don't.
Oh, it don't?
No.
It don't go back.
Oh.
It's too low.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If you let them stay in there and graze it down too low, then
it
don't
come
back, right?
Well, that's right.
I can show you a place over there, Abe Smith's place over there, when he got that high, he put a cow on it. They just look good, see? Back that high, put the cows on.
Well, did he put them, did he take them right off or just leave them there?
No,
the cows are still on there. I don't think he ever took them off.
He never has done anything. He don't work with them like we do, though.
And he had some ryegrass down there against the highway, and as soon as they showed up a little bit, turned the cows in there. And the gate stayed open every time I went by there. The gates was open, I had the cows in there. Of course, I don't go down the highway very much, but I took a notice of it.
Yeah.
And, now to tell you, I don't know how everything's going to work out. He planted, I think it was according to his figures and mine together, we didn't measure it, we just went over it, estimated it, and so on, about 42 acres.
Oh, really?
Last year.
Yeah.
And I think it's about 110 acres that I've got in grass.
Yeah.
And if the Lord's willing, I'm going to plant that 110 acres in rye grass.
Well, golly.
Next year we will.
I will. That's just how well pleased I am.
Yeah, it has just been a wonderful
It's like
year.
You say.
It's it breaks.
You've got a gap in there, then you got nothing for the cow
to food. To the pasture grass.
Yeah.
You got your rye into.
Now, and I hear something that I don't know how fast.
I can't hear both of you.
Now, where my rag race?
I'm trying. He's so
excited about this. I'm sorry.
This is what I'm paying him for, Ms. Mixon.
All right, I'll shut up and let you
talk. Now, listen. Let me finish. Now, listen. What I know, what I don't know. Now, listen.
Yeah.
What I don't know would make a book that thick.
Yeah.
And what I do know is make one that way.
Yeah. Yeah. But you really found something in
all
that
ryegrass. Now here's the question. Where that rank ryegrass is.
Yeah.
Now how long will it be before my behavior grass will come back and go out and give me some grazing off of it?
Well, I want to see.
Now that's a question in my mind.
Well, it's coming out now because
yeah.
You showed it to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how long it will be now, that's
good,
the question.
Though. Might not do as good as it usually does.
And I wouldn't put on no fertilizer from a rye grass last winter for two reasons. It was so dry, I didn't think it'd do no good.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what the result would be about the rye grass. I didn't know what it would be.
Yeah.
But I think now, soon after, if I plant ryegrass this winter, this fall, soon as it begins to show up, I think I'll give it an application of fertilizer.
Yes.
That'll hit the Bahia grass. You know how your Bahia grass will do in the wintertime. If you have weeks or two of warm weather, you know it'll put up and try to go.
Come right out, won't it?
Well, old man Bob in Whitehurst said if we got fertilizer there, it has to go.
Sure.
Well, now he ought to know.
Yeah, he knows.
Because he's got.
Well, nice.
Now, where I've got 110 acres of grass, he's got thousands of acres of
grass.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. Well, now, this, Faye, is what I kept wanting to know about. He held off on that fertilizer because he was suspicious.
I didn't know what to do about it.
Didn't know whether it was going to do any good or not.
You know, I asked you two or three times.
I believe I made a mistake when I put my fertilizer down in Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, Jeanette planted some. Did she put her fertilizer?
Huh?
Jeanette planted some.
I have never been able to learn anything about it.
No, I don't know.
Now, on that field on the road down there, just across the highway from us, last year they had something in there, I didn't know what it was, but well, I found out it was ryegrass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ryegrass never was anything like what we had over there.
No, it wasn't.
And if she fertilized it, she didn't fertilize it much.
No.
Well, now, where was that? Over on the prairie?
No.
Right down against that prairie, right there across the road from where Abby Smith lived?
Yeah.
You see, my place goes right down the road. I got sit down on the road down there.
Yeah.
You want me to leave it?
Well, now, look, Ms. Mixon, what was you going to say a while ago?
I forgot. What was you talking about?
Huh?
I done forgot. He said, what was I going to say? I can't remember now.
Yeah.
It was,
Well, let me tell you, Mr.
What request?
You, let me tell you. You, now, you see, that just the plain old oaks up there was what impressed me first.
What?
The oaks.
Yeah. You see, I come over there.
First time. Mm-hmm.
When I first
came
over there.
When my oats are cut, get my oats grazed down pretty well, I take them off and let them grow back. You'll be surprised at
that
how fast they grow back. If you've got something lower there to push them along.
We had them fertilized
them good and then give them about not less than 200 pounds of ammonium nitrate to the acre.
Yeah.
Behind that.
Yeah. How soon?
Well, I wait until they get up pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually whenever my oats get about that big, it starts turning red. It takes a rust.
Yeah.
And if you put that nitrate there, they'll grow out of it.
They'll grow out of it. Yeah.
If you breathe it down, that'll help, see?
Yeah.
But if you put that ammonium nitrate there, it'll certainly help it grow out of it.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know that until I tried it.
First time we had them fertilized was when you planted them. You put the fertilizer down. We had Mr. Hall come out there and put the fertilizer down before you planted them. And then we let them get big enough to graze, which was about this
400
tall.
Pounds, wasn't it?
Yeah, 400 pounds per acre. And we let them get tall enough to graze.
Sometimes they'll put 500.
Then we
there,
grazed
you
them
know.
Down. The first time we grazed them down, we came back with an application of the nitrogen.
And that's
that
about
them,
right.
Then
that's
we, that makes them come back.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've grazed them down another time since then, but we've only put one application of the nitrogen.
Now, my daddy...
It'll hold them.
Yeah, it did.
My daddy done that before me.
That's the way we did.
Because they used no fertilizer.
That's the way the oat comes.
And they used no nitrogen. And, but he never would have grazed his oats down too close. They'd let them get up a good slope before they ever started.
Well, you picked that up from your daddy then.
I so did.
Yeah.
And whenever the cow that got them grazed down pretty well, why, take them off. Take them off. Sir.
Yeah. Well, now you've got, ma'am?
All the old folks did that, I reckon, because Albert told me when he was in the hospital and he take them off and before they got grazed too low. So I guess they must have all done about the same in that section, you know. Different lands, you know, do different ways. I have still have plenty.
So now don't get me wrong. I hope I don't leave you wrong.
You.
It's like I said. That little bit that I know, see, would make a book that thing.
Yeah.
And that I don't know would make one that thing.
But let me tell you, Mr. Mason. Don't have to explain that because I saw the stuff over there, and you had more feed for cattle than anywhere I've been.
Well, we got it from experience.
Well,
we didn't get it out of the book. We got it from experience.
Yes.
I don't try to keep 25 cows where I've got feed for 10.
Yeah.
No. That's the difference. It sure does.
Yeah.
If I see that I'm overstocked, whether tomorrow had no cattle and there's one in Gainesville, see?
Well, no.
But there's always somebody will buy them.
Yeah.
It don't pay. And I find that I can get just as much money out of two good calves as I can out of four sorry ones.
Yes.
Now, if you don't believe it, you've been to the auction ring.
Yeah.
You watch it for you.
Yeah.
You let a good, nice calf go in there.
And they pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
And if you notice that the bids coming in all around, but let a little old sorry thing come in there, maybe you know how slow it is.
Yes. Well, you know, what I missed was I didn't get back over there in time to see you letting your cows in and taking them out.
No.
Well,
you'll have to come earlier next
time. I supposed to come down there to buy them heifers. I supposed to show that ad I had in the paper, and I supposed to come to buy them heifers.
Yeah.
And,
no, he wouldn't want
I wish
that
you could have seen that ryegrass over the old place.
Because
it was a pretty sight.
It was prettier than that?
Mm-hmm, it sure was. Beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's pretty well grazed down there. There's a lot of grazing there now, but it ain't nothing like it was.
Yeah.
No, not anything like
it. And what you're looking for now is to see how long it takes the bahia to come out.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope it don't hold the bahia back.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. That bahia won't come out much till it rains.
No, it
Well, and another question is, where my cows now have grazed this ryegrass down? Will it put out and come back? Now, that's a question I can't answer. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, well, it must have some season, Mr. Mixon.
Sure.
I believe it'll come back. Is it going to show them with my hair out? Now, that's two questions I can't answer.
Well, it don't make any difference just since we have the feed, does it?
I believe that ryegrass is going to come back and
behavior
if
too.
If it's really done, it'll eventually see it out. Like the oath. Will it or will it not?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Don't the rye grass see it out like the regular rye?
I didn't think so.
I don't know. I just never did know.
I didn't see any seed from Jeanette.
Listen. Don't you recollect? Oh, I don't know. When I quit farming and I sold that back field and the 18 acres, I planted in oats and hair grass at the same time.
Yeah.
So after a while, I thought that my hair was coming up. So lo and behold, I couldn't find out it was ryegrass. It seeded out, a lot of it seeded out. And I went to the Seminole people and I complained. I told them, I said, that seed you stole me is no good.
I remember.
And Mr. Buell, Leland, come out there. And he had Tommy, you know Tommy Mack, don't you? He had Tommy Mack's job at that time. And Leland come out there and we went over it. And I said, I've got somebody here coming. But I said, you can say for yourself, I said, most of it right there. Well, he said, I don't know what we can do. I said, well, there it is. I said, I think you all ought to do something. So, all right. Next time I was down there, he said they agreed to give me more seeds. I said, devil to that. I said, I done went to expensive plants. I said, pay me. I said, expensive seeds and pay me for sowing it. But they wouldn't do it. They did give me the seed, though.
Yeah, I remember.
And I was glad to have done that much. Because that behavior seed is worth $65 a hundred, man.
Yeah.
And that seed is out. That ryegrass, in other words, I didn't know what it was until he said it was ryegrass. Somebody else told me before that it was ryegrass.
Yeah. Well, now, what have you had here before? Just the oats?
Just oats. And feed it out of the sack. Hay.
Yeah.
I feed a lot of hay.
You mean you feed your regular cows out of a sack?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Well, I haven't got anything else to feed them.
We have to feed them from the time we take them off of the oats, to we have to feed them out of a sack until the oats get big enough for them to go back in. We feed them during those periods, you know, because there's nothing for them to eat.
They can't do
it. You know just as well as I do, if you let a cow start down, start losing weight.
You're in bad shape.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of feed after they get down.
Yeah.
How much food does it take to bring them back up?
Yeah.
Lots of
it. It takes a lot of feed, a lot of time.
They're going to lose weight anyhow, see? When they start to feed them, when all this good grass gives out, they're going to start losing weight and hurry up to feed them a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you let them get down too low, oh my Lord, have mercy, it'll take them forever to come back.
Yeah.
And, it's like I told you on Sunday, if you keep the brood of cows in a good condition all the time, whenever they bring a calf, it ain't no time for the brood back, and that's what we want.
Yes, yes. That's right. Yes, sir.
And if you let them get poor, they don't do that.
No, they don't.
And I can't keep a cow unless they bring me a calf every year.
Now, this is a picnic for me. Oh, this is more than I have.
A lot of fun, yeah.
This is more than I have known or learned. Let me tell you, I don't run across anybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we've been working with cows.
I've been running my big mouth too much.
Because
I may be telling him wrong.
Well, I don't reckon. He don't have to do what you tell him.
Well,
we've been doing this ever since we've been married.
Yes.
I'm there for you to lose a lot of money.
Let me tell you, the ones everybody I see does just like your neighbor over there.
Mm-hmm,
as soon as they see the grass, they turn the cows in, and they never take them off.
No, they don't.
And that's the kind of people I associate with.
You have to rotate those pastures where you got the feed. You got to rotate from your oats to your pasture grass and feed during the intermission, and then.
Oh yes. Now your hay won't hold them.
No.
Hay?
No.
I feed a lot of hay.
Yes.
I sometimes wonder why I do.
It's just a fella.
Hay is a good fella.
Yeah.
If you get good hay.
Yeah.
See, something like the second cutting of Costa Bermuda. Well-fertilized hay. You don't want it too cold. Costa Bermuda or Pangola, the second cutting.
The second cutting.
When it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want this old coarse hay.
The first one is coarse.
Too coarse, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that, you see. Now,
well,
that adds up to what I warned you today.
And then along.
Well, it's pretty good.
Long time.
if you give them about all that hay they can eat, and then about 8 to 10 pounds of a good kind of a balanced cow feed, I'd say, you want to give them something that's got some grain in it.
Sometimes
we
hold some of the dry cows within, in a different patch with a little
and
bit
I
of
say
hay.
Molasses is mighty good.
Feed them 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, the dry cows.
Yeah,
Once in a while, we put the dry cows
in a little pasture, a little place, and feed them hay. Just for a little while, we don't do it long, because they would lose weight too.
They would. It won't even hold a dry cow.
No, not long. It will for a while, but not too long.
I sometimes wonder why I keep buying it.
I wonder too, but then I guess we do get a lot of good out of it.
Well, you're just afraid not to.
That's right. Sometimes
I can't never tell what's ahead of me. I just got in the habit of doing that.
Yeah.
It's,
Tell me how you buy it, Mr. Mason. I can't find it. Good.
Well,
like,
Mr. Zetrow had, we got out some Elbert Zetrow, and he has good hay every year. G.P. Lightner cuts it for him and on share.
Well, I believe that's all out now, because he's got that boy in there with him.
Yeah. Well,
and I doubt if I'll ever get any more of that hay.
I doubt it, too.
Well, Mr. Zetrow?
Mm-hmm,
Elbert.
Zetrow.
He's
got a boy working for him now?
Well,
Elbert has sold out his cows to Danny
Stevens. Oh, yeah.
Elbert don't own a cow to sell me.
And he's even rented his pastures.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Rented it out.
Yeah.
And that's what
sold
I ought to do.
Sold his cows and rented his pastures.
And I just might do this.
We've been
just
talking
to sell
about
my cows and rent my place and quit.
So.
No.
So you won't get any more of his hay?
No, I'm afraid not.
You won't get any more of that hay.
We don't know yet. It just depends on whether Danny makes hay or not. You know, that's working for, that's bought the cows. We just don't know how it'll turn out.
Now, the other day, I rode a field and messing around at my cows like I do every day. Had my bucket of pellets out there, feeding them. And the next thing I knew, well, the fella said it didn't know nothing. One old cow run into a small one, pushed it around, I was up close to the throat. And the first thing I knew, that cow hit me right in here, knocked me right back against the throat, knocked me out. I got a terrible lick in here. Well, I thought I was hurt. See, I had a tube been there a long time. I thought I was afraid I would hurt real bad. But my wife had gone to O'Kellar and she come in. I told her about it, so she called the doctor over in the medical center. The doctor's been looking at me.
He's just gonna close the door.
Just gonna shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know how, I just keep slamming it.
So the two doctors went over, but said there wasn't nothing to sew up in there. When I felt better right off, I was afraid I was kind of sore up in there.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I'm still awful sore.
Are you? Mister, you know, I used to carry a bucket out in the pasture there, and some of them cows would get after me, and I'd have to throw the bucket away. They would just rush me, Mister Mason.
They sure will.
Now, they weren't mad at me, but they had...
They wanted to set the bucket down for me.
Yeah.
I just couldn't feed them fast enough. That's what's the matter with Al.
Yeah.
That's the Al's a two-channel.
This man's got a two-horse wagon out there and a harness, and a two-horse mowing machine, and he really had some horses.
Yeah.
And... What was it, 40? Was it 1940 I bought my first tractor?
I imagine.
Yeah.
35 or 40 or something?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Oh,
Jimmy drove it all the way from Chief.
Going along now, I don't forget.
Jimmy drove it all the way from Chief. I remember that.
Yeah. Is that your home place?
Mm-hmm.
Home place?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
That's where he was born.
That's where you brought up.
Mm-hmm. That's where I was born and raised.
It used to be a two-story house.
Well, was your daddy, did he farm?
Yes, sir. He raised 12 children right there.
Good Lord. Is that right? Well, now, I hear a lot of mixins.
There's a lot of them.
My dad.
They ain't as many as they used to be.
He's the baby of the 12.
Oh.
There's only four in my family now. The youth done passed on.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest of the 12. And then, I'll soon be there 73 years.
What do you know?
Somebody 73 years. Yeah. Won't I be 73 in September?
That's right.
Think of that. Yeah. Now, how much time was you off from there, mister?
Off from there?
Not at all.
Been there all my life.
Never lived anywhere else.
You mean you never run away from home? And
no.
Join the army? Or?
No. Never served in the army?
When the army come along, had three sisters there, my dad and three sisters. My daddy wasn't able to wait.
Yeah.
And just before the missions were signed, I was, I didn't forget. I was in one class, but they had reclassified me. I reckon if the thing had lasted much longer, they'd have got me.
Yeah.
And I never did do much public work.
Is that right?
I went out there at a little sawmill put up out there in them flatboards out in front of the house there.
Yeah.
That lot that raw timberland out there.
Yeah.
And a little sawmill put up out there. And I went out there when I got through with the crop. June, July, right out in the hot summer month, I went out and went to work in a little sawmill. And you know what they put me to doing? Rolling sawdust.
Yeah?
And a big old wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
The old body on that wheelbarrow is not as big as my pickup body.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a nice job.
Hot. Goodness of that.
Yeah.
Then stayed on there and built houses. I built some shanties around there for the men. And in the wind up, when I quit, I was at second lumber. Then I had it moved. I didn't have nothing to do with just a white piece of lumber to come off of the stove.
I didn't get that.
Huh? He was had gone up to grading lumber.
Oh, yes, yes.
Checking lumber.
Yes, yes.
He had advanced that far.
Oh, yes. And then you quit. And then you
went back to farming.
Went back to farming.
Well, you know, that's right, Ramon. All these fellas now, they got two jobs, Mr. Mixon.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
They do public work.
Well, I had to have some live. My dad and sisters had to have something to do. And I sit right there. I had three younger brothers there. You know, not younger than me, but just a little older, say. They're too old dudes. As they became 21, they stepped out in life for themselves. Mm-hmm. Now that was custom. Those days, expect the boys to stay with their home until they were 21. And the day I was 21, I was given corn. I had a good look, good crop there that time. My daddy wasn't able to do nothing much. And I was gathering corn, had a good corn crop. And my birthday came on the 1st day of September, and I was gathering corn. And my old daddy made a remark that day at dinner table that he didn't know what he'd do next year. See? He figured I was going to live. I was 21 that day. You know, I wanted to. I had that desire to get out. Walk off and leave them.
Yeah.
But man, how could I walk off and leave my old daddy and three sisters alone?
Yeah. Now that was 1919, Mr.
Must have been way back there.
Way back there.
So, I stayed there. Maybe I was too sorry to lose. That's about the way it was.
Yes, sir.
So I guess I run my big mouth enough. Let me tell this, and then we gotta go. It's 10 minutes after 4, and I gotta go home.
Yeah.
I went on, see, for quite a few years. I never seen the sun. They never shone on a girl out there. First thing you know, I met this girl.
Yeah.
Well, 19.
I'd say that's the way all of them
do. My mind's saying just
that way.
Yeah, I'd say they all do that way.
Well, now, where did you run into her, Mr.
Willis?
Yeah, I lived at Willis.
Yeah.
She sure made a bad mistake.
Yes,
no, you made a bad mistake.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we've been married 2 years, I guess. We married 1928.
And when
let me see now.
We got married, I borrowed $150 to get married.
Yeah.
I had inherited the old house and 10 acres of land.
Oh, yeah.
And, we had a little box full of groceries and two little clothes.
Yeah.
And each other. That's the way we started off at $150.
We've
there.
Been married 42 years on the 19th of June.
But you just had 10 acres of ground?
Huh?
That's all, 10 acres. We just had 10
yeah.
acres in the house, and it was a big old two-story house.
And
very
about a year and a half where the boy came along. And, then I started working out before Jimmy was born. I started working out at a little sawmill out there in the woods again.
Yeah.
About a half a day.
Yeah.
That right into the depression?
Yeah, Jimmy was born during the depression. It seemed to me like that was the hardest
time. Miss Mission, we better go home.
I'm ready
in it. I done run my big mouth so much.
Well, we've enjoyed missing you folks.
Well, let me see now.
Yeah, we'll just have to drive them back there.
Oh, yes.
You'll have to take a little
while. Yeah, we're running back there. Let me see now, Ms. Mixon, is there something else we need to check with you about?
I don't know. I don't remember what you were going to check with him about. I just declare, I don't know.
Well, it's mostly that pasture.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish I had some of those beautiful heifers.
Well, you can get some.
The little lady.
Some more, about such
the little
young
lady come and bought them full of little brown sized apples?
Little girl, she was an outstanding young lady. I thought
yeah.
they were just the nicest family I've met in a long time. She was a very outstanding young lady for this day and time.
Yeah.
Let me say that whole herd of cows.
We're going to have some more in September if you want some of those.
And what would you do then?
Oh, I'll come over here and help you feel.
Yeah, right. He'll have to go too. You'll have
yeah.
to take him too.
Have to take him with him,
yeah.
Yeah,
he goes with him.
He goes with him.
That'd suit me.
Yeah, he'd be a lot of
Mr.
help.
Mr. Mason, how did you,
good,
in the, back in the Depression there in the 70s, how did you make a living and get a hold of all that land?
Well, we just did without a lot of things we needed otherwise.
How? By hard work.
It was real hard.
Yeah. Well.
I worked day and night sometimes.
See, West over here in McIntyre. It's packing house.
Western
sister's packing house. She helped me every way in the world.
And then
she cooked.
I worked at the house too, at the place.
Then
we used to grow
when I cooked for them,
I
got the growing
squash.
And at the many nights, he packed squash until 12 o'clock.
Is that right?
And I have
worked all day in the field, and then sometimes it'll be 2 o'clock before I'd have just threw the squash there. Hauling, holding McIntosh at night, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I packed squash at home until after midnight. I dreamed I was packing squash last night. You know, this is the time of year we did that kind of work.
You know, man mustn't depend on himself entirely. When a man realizes a power greater than him
yeah.
and asks for help and try to accept it as something, it may not come just the way
we
want it.
We have to give the credit to the Lord because he's really done a lot for us, and we couldn't have done it by ourselves at all.
Well, now, you've done a lot over there not to have public work, Mr.
Huh?
Everybody goes in for that public work.
Yeah.
Public work.
Yes. And here you got along without it.
I worked down at Camp Roosevelt when the canal first started.
Yeah.
You remember when that was? Were you in Florida then?
No.
When was that, I mean?
Well, it must have been about
when the Theodore Roosevelt got to be president.
Yeah. Right.
He started all this giving away, see?
Yeah.
He appropriated $5 million to start the canal down here.
Yeah.
And there was a silver rush in there.
Yeah, sure.
So I went down there to get me one of them fat jobs.
Well, you didn't work long. I don't remember how
30
long.
Cents an hour.
Yeah.
That was big money.
That was big money.
You didn't work long. I don't remember
I went
how long.
I sailed one fold.
Mm-hmm.
That was big money.
Yeah. And you didn't stay long.
No.
I wish I got full.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have done things about it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It didn't last long.
No,
it didn't take long to spend $5 million.
No, the thing blew up. We didn't have anything to, they didn't
well,
have money to pay off with.
They just wanted to spend the money. They didn't want the canal.
Well, they soon spent
and, I was a nice guy and hoped I'd have get me an easy job. You know what they gave me? Ask the shovel and drug hole.
Well, was you a pretty good man them days?
Yeah.
Well, that's about what I am now.
Skinny?
Yeah, he's always been.
Well, I had a wife and baby to feed.
Yeah.
And Lois was there then, wasn't it, Sister Lois?
We're taking care of her.
I had a family I had to feed.
For years and years.
Yeah.
Take care of.
When did you get into this cattle business?
All my life. Didn't I tell you when I was a little boy about so big, my daddy gave me a heifer calf?
No.
And I've had them ever since.
Yeah. You've been working with cattle ever since?
All my life.
But you didn't make a living on cattle then. You just had one or two.
Oh, I had a right nice little herd. We had an open range way back yonder.
Oh.
Had a right nice
little
herd.
As much money in them in those
then
days.
Whenever we got cold range, then I had to close my cows up.
Yeah. Did that make it hard on you?
Make it hard?
No.
Well, I thought so at the time.
Yeah.
made it easier because we made more money on the cows than we ever did before.
But it wasn't long before I was getting as much out of
one cow as we got out of a dozen.
A year-old calf that I could get out of a three-year-old calf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bred them up.
Yeah, we had a lot better quality. The cows were so much better quality
well,
than
now,
they were.
Did you take your same, did you use your same cattle and just grade them up?
Bred them up. Bred them up. Bred
them
up.
Bred them up. Ms. Mixon, we certainly enjoyed this visit, but I'm sorry you had to.
We have enjoyed it a whole lot, and I think you have a beautiful place. And you all come back to see us
now,
and we'll take you over to the other place
and I've got to move them other cows when I get home.
He's got more things to do.
Nice
that's the reason
people.
He said that we'd come early so we'd get back and
do our work.
I want him to see if you don't mind.
I
want
him to
look at this bedroom.
Oh,
well.
75, 80, 85, Channel 1 right on this new reel. And the end of the visit was Mr. Maxie Mixon and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, the 23rd, I guess it is, of April 1971. Now, this is the round 780, Channel 1 right. And the end of the visit was Mr. Maxie Mixon and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 23rd of April 1971. Channel 1 right, 75, 80, 85, 90, Channel 1 right, and the end of the visit was with Mr. Maxie Mixon and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of April, 1971.